If you had your portrait painted today, what would you wear? If you were to have one or two portraits to hang on the wall throughout your life and perhaps to exist for the next 400 or 500 years, how would you want to be remembered? As you go through the exhibition, think about that question and imagine these sitters having conversations with Rembrandt about what they actually want to wear for their portraits. Of course, people didn't have many clothes at this time period. And we know that for a fact because inventories exist for a lot of people. After they died, somebody came in and made an inventory of all of their possessions, and it included items of clothing. And so we know that people might have only had 3 skirts or so many undershirts that were then passed down. So in somebody's will, they might say who was going to get their bedding and who would get their sleeves, because the sleeves were usually detachable for women in their dresses at this time period. So they were all numbered and accounted for. And the 2 portraits in front of us of the Reverend Ellison and his wife, Maria Buchanal, are great examples of highly fashionable people of the time. Reverend Ellison is seated looking out at us. He looks quite severe perhaps to us today, but to somebody in 17th century Holland, he would have actually looked very, very relaxed and as a member of the common people. Because after the Reformation, one of the changes in the Protestant church was that the clergy wore everyday clothing. And he's actually wearing something that was called a tabard, a large cloak that was quite out of date by the time he's wearing it here in 1634, but were continued to be worn by scholars and judges, burgomeisters, and also, as you can see here, by the clergy. You'll also notice that Maria's wearing a pretty outrageous hat. And it would have seemed quite odd to people in 17th century Amsterdam as well, because it actually wasn't fashionable in Holland. It was fashionable in England. And since the minister and his wife lived in England, she's actually wearing her beaver skin hat that was fashionable in England. So she's setting new trends in Amsterdam with her hat. And then you can just see peeking underneath her hat, she still had on her much more traditional Dutch white cap